I've been handling the way this show intros like 10 different ways, but I think probably the best way is to introduce the show at the top and then start talking bullshit and then introduce the topic. So
that's not how the McElroys do it.
You don't want a cold open?
Well, it's going to be the cold and the medium. This was the cold open. Welcome to Why Are You Doing This? A monthly podcast where cool people talk about cool stuff.
Why are you here?
Why are you doing
this? Is our podcast?
Why would you listen to this?
Welcome to Why Are We Doing This? A monthly podcast where cool people talk about cool things. My name is Bryce, and I'm the host.
Hi, I'm Darian, and I'm here. Everybody all at once, huh? Yeah, hurry up. Get your name in the ring. While the getting's good.
And introducing, she's like a song. It's Jazz.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm also just here. Yay.
And I'm Miranda, and I hijacked the topic of this episode and made it my own.
Yes, you did. Okay. Yes, you did.
Yeah, maybe Miranda should be the host this time. Hmm?
Okay, guys. Ooh. Here is how my 2025 went.
Oh, what the fuck?
I've got my nice bingo sheet.
Oh, nice. I thought we were talking about dates.
We'll get there.
So
what the fuck?
I've only managed to complete one line. Raise 10K for Extra Life. Record a Let's Play. Kiss Aaron. That's the free space. Make a new friend, which I did make and lose that friend during the year. So that was a nice.
And that's on making friends in your 30s.
In and out. And I learned JavaScript. I took a JavaScript class. I even got a certificate.
Oh, nice.
I did manage to complete four other things that were off grid. I couldn't get a line. I managed to. Okay. I had get 8 hours of sleep, 150 days. That one got killed because you can't actually force yourself to sleep a certain amount of days or time.
That's true.
That was the thing. Like, we'll talk about what makes a good resolution here in a minute, but it can't be something you can't control. And I was like, oh, I'll just go to bed earlier. You can't force yourself to sleep. You'll just be there. So I can't do any. So I got rid of that and I replaced it with, I think it was like finish 5 video games. Cause I have a bad habit of like getting like halfway or 90% of the way and just like stopping. So I was like, okay, I'm going to finish 5 video games, see credits. So I managed to do that. Put out 10 videos/streams. Last Geek has been fucking killing it this year. So we have hit that. Go to Sichi Hollow, which is this cool state park that me and Aaron have talked about going to for like ever. Read a book. I listened to the audiobook of Murderbot, which was really funny because I listened to it because Griffin McElroy was talking about it. And then like immediately after listening to it, they made a show of it.
With a Skarsgård brother.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was kind of weird.
Who? One of the Skarsgård brothers. I think the hot one.
Which one? The one that was in True Blood?
Not the one that was in
One younger.
It.
One younger than the one in True Blood. But not who? Bill. There's three,
not
right?
The one that was in It.
Anyway.
Stellan is the one in True Blood.
There you go.
I gotta look it up.
Anyway, yeah, I got to enjoy that situation of going like, well, this isn't how they did in the book. Because they changed a lot of things from the book. I like the book better, but it was still cool. Brushed my teeth 250 times, which I got a smart toothbrush and connected it to my smart home. So every time I brush my teeth, it'll count up a ticker. So I don't have to like keep track. My smart home knows how much I'm brushing and pay off a credit card. So those
Alexander.
Were the things.
So that is the hot one that was
it
in True Blood.
It is the hot one from True Blood. You're right.
Yeah!
Very nice. Very nice.
Sorry, Bryce, I know you're talking, but this is important. Also, his picture on IMDb, he's not wearing any pants. He's wearing a really nice tuxedo top. He's got some, I don't know if they're still called garters on men.
They have a fun little name
tidy
for
whities.
Dudes.
Looks nice. Gotta say, them thighs.
Guard. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's
hot.
In Tarzan.
Yeah, the remake
he was
with
not
Margot
Tarzan.
Robbie or Amber Heard, one of the blondes.
Oh, no, he was Tarzan.
Oof.
Margot Robbie.
I think it was Margot Robbie. I think it was someone like. Yeah. Collectively.
It was. But Bryce, I'm glad that your house counts how many teeth you've brushed.
Yeah, also it keeps track of it keeps track of how often my girlfriend works out, but she actually has to press the button.
Your toothbrush?
No. It keeps track of when she works out. And so she clicks the thing every time
she works out. The house does?
The house keeps toothbrush.
Track of, okay, not the toothbrush.
No, the house keeps track of my teeth brushing, but she has a separate thing for working out.
It keeps track of both. One of them is automatically when he turns the button on. The other one has to be executed manually. That's what he's trying to say.
Press the button on the toothbrush, and that will record.
The toothbrush has nothing to do with working out.
The toothbrush is fully its own thing. It is a smart toothbrush that knows the house knows exactly how long I brush my teeth, and if it's over a minute 30, it counts the ticker up one. Aaron also has separate goals of working out, I think 250 times or something like that. And when she completes a workout, she presses a button and it counts up the ticker. But what's really fun is to help encourage her. Every time she wakes up in the morning, when she unplugs her phone, the smart house sends her a little notification, like a good morning message. And depending on how many times she has worked out that week, she will get different messages being like, oh, man, you did so many workouts. I'm so proud of you. Or like, oh, maybe you can find time today to work out because it's almost the end of the week and I love you and stuff. So I went in and did she basically wants to work out twice a week, but I did go through and go like, okay, if it is Sunday and she has worked out 7 times this week, she will get this message. And like, so every day she's got like
if
a bunch
then,
of
if yeah. then, if then he's putting that coding to use.
Yeah. It's like there's like 50 different messages she could get depending on like the workout. And even like,
damn.
I have it set up. If she works out before she has unplugged her phone, she can get I've added like a secret message that you have to work out before you wake up that day to get one.
He's adding in Easter eggs and shit. Jazz, yeah. Were you there when we all decided to take a coding class together online?
I saw you guys talking about it in the Discord and I was like, sounds hard. And then
it was hard and I did not finish it.
Mm-hmm.
But Bryce did.
Me and Darian did.
And Darian, yeah.
We both finished it. I didn't buy the credit, though. I didn't need it.
Me either. I was like, I'm not actually going to go to school for this. Though I do feel like I was the one who actually like did well because I was like calling people on the phone and being like, here's how you understand this.
I was Skyping Bryce, like, I don't understand how loops work. This homework's confusing.
I got a big whiteboard so I could help people with homework, but I don't... I'm going to list the things that I didn't do real quick just so we can... Look at how I wasn't able to pull this stuff off. Repair all the walls. I got so many walls with holes on them. Problem is that
so many walls in this house.
There's a lot of work that needs to do before I can finish repairing the walls. Make a short film. That was supposed to be a slam dunk. That was supposed to be a slam dunk because there's a 48-hour film competition that happens in town, but that got canceled. I'm maybe going to try and organize one next year. There's talks.
No fucking way. Stop. That sounds like a lot.
Bryce organizes his life like a Thanksgiving plate where he's like, I can probably fit more on this. There's food spilling over all the sides. Yep. He's like, what if I
it's
just
all
on
mixed
the top?
Together.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
See, it makes it easy to understand when people don't hang out with me unless I've specifically organized the hanging out so that I ran his eye in the camera. So I just organize events so that people hang out with me.
I have to kill him.
That's the only answer.
I don't want to play Marvel Rivals. It's not that good of a game.
It doesn't have to be Marvel Rivals. You absolute bitch. You're the one trying. Shut the fuck up.
You were the one that was trying to get me into Marvel Rivals. Okay, what happened there?
Oh,
it got boring. It got you only play so much, and then it's like it's Marvel Rivals more.
So you didn't really like Overwatch that much either, then, did you?
Oh, I never really played Overwatch.
Oh my god,
fake fan.
Damn.
I was never a fan. Fine. What? I don't think I even... I maybe played it like twice on PlayStation. Fix outlet in office. Didn't do that, and thus I can't repair all my walls. Organized garage. I probably could do that, but I'm nowhere close to being able to pull off a line, so that's not on the
that's a lot.
So it's not a priority, yeah. Because yeah. It won't give him a bingo.
Yeah. Build new computer. My money is going elsewhere, so that's not a priority.
Does it count if you, since, you know, you got one for Jazz, can you mark it off because you built Jazz a computer?
I didn't build a computer. I bought her a computer, and now that I don't think that counts.
Okay, well, just change the wording and you got it.
Finish Hecna. I honestly thought this was going to be easier. I thought Finish Hecna was like, we have all year. We're probably halfway through the adventure. They need to like fight two people and they're done.
When is the next Baddies episode? Because if we can get two done between now and December, we might finish Hecna.
That's
the end
a good
of December,
point.
We might finish Hecna.
Is it
the next we'll Baddies episode's in like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
but that if you see Finish Hecna, I don't.
Won't get him, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, if we also make a short film, I could maybe pull off a line. But that going sideways, I can't do that. And
Here you go. We do a short film shot like the Ice Cube War of the Worlds movie.
We're basically going to be doing that for another thing that we're working on for next year. Read 3 graphic novels. I have so many fucking graphic novels, but it's just like, it's hard to make time. Honestly, the book, it was easy because me and Aaron agreed that audiobooks count. So it was like, oh, I can just listen to that instead of listening to podcasts. Run Ethernet to garage. That involves digging up, like breaking up the cement, running the line, re-pouring the cement. And
while
that could be done, I need help and I don't have that help.
And it's cold now.
Yeah.
It is. It's too late now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be clear, I had all year to do these things, but it didn't. Some of these things required that I was like, oh, I'll get the help to do these things. I've learned the lesson. None of my goals should require other people, or at least it can't require.
You can't rely on other people.
Yeah, it can't require specific people.
You gotta start leaning on TaskRabbit is what it is, which I'm going to have to do soon for a very stupid reason.
Miranda, did you forget where I live? Do you think we have TaskRabbit here?
There's definitely at least one person there who does TaskRabbit.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's like gig work, Darian.
It is. It's like a gig work thing. It's like Fiverr. It's like any of that stuff. You can just pay someone to do a favor for you.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'll pay you $30. Come hang out my TV.
Yeah, like gotcha. I don't, as I've learned, have the grip strength required to remove my shower head, and I really need to replace it. So I might hire someone to come and unscrew it for me so I can replace it.
Post 3 photo shoots. I think I might have 3 photo shoots I've did of Aaron. I just need to actually edit them and post them, but it's nowhere close to getting me a line, so I'm not super in a rush for that. Fly the drone 5 times. I've flown it twice.
That's
problem
close.
Is that I haven't been in a situation that have felt drone worthy a whole lot. So clean up wall and stairway. We actually have 90% of the stuff. We got the paint. I just need to like stop, like do the work. So that honestly could be super doable, but I'm nowhere close to a line for it. Visit somewhere new. That one, I was like, ooh, that would be really cool. All of our money and time is gone. We don't have like, and it's like, it has to be someplace substantial. I can't be like, oh, I visited this like building or whatever. It has to be like go to like a whole new city.
Nah, you could count like a new restaurant that you visited in North Dakota or something.
Well, no, I'm
that's
counting.
That's someplace new.
He's saying it has to be big.
When I wrote this down, I was saying like make a big like go
someplace.
He must
not be getting a line.
No, I mean, okay, we'll discuss certain things about this. I did have learned Python, but after taking the learn JavaScript class, I changed it to learn advanced Java because it'd be weird to jump from one language to the other. And the other one is release dead air. So those are the things I weren't able to achieve this year. Okay, so the way this worked is that me and Aaron, at the beginning of the year, we found out about this bingo thing where instead of doing like one big New Year's resolution, you make 25 small ones, lay them out on a grid. And we found like a website for making bingo sheets and it randomized them for us so that we can, you know, it's not like, oh, let me lay this out perfect. So we had a competition going between me and her of whoever got the most lines at the end of the year will get a second birthday the following year. That competition is no longer happening because we realized having a competition with your partner can be kind of toxic. Where when I announce to my girlfriend that I listened to an audiobook at work and now I can check that off, she was like, audiobooks? And I'm like, we agreed audiobooks were good. Why? Like, I think it was just the like, oh, you're doing it. Also, Aaron has a
second birthday, huh?
Aaron has like lose like 30 pounds on her bingo. I maybe am like, you should eat that other cookie. No, you want a little bit more.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
Come on, eat more.
So
you and I are the worst at that.
So maybe having a competition like that maybe can make some sabotage between each other and not the healthiest thing for the relationship. So that's cut off.
What if you did a joint, like, for next year, obviously? Like, do a joint goal. Like, if collectively we do 6 bingo lines or whatever, then we get to do something fun for both of us.
Okay, so what I had pitched to her, like, literally today, was instead of making it either or, we say if one of us gets like 3 lines, they get a second birthday. So it's both of us could get a second birthday. So it's more about trying to complete your own thing instead of a competition between the two.
When does the second birthday happen?
We'd figure that out.
Huh.
Schedule it appropriately.
Yeah. It would
during
be what
the My
makes
Chemical
sense.
Romance concert, actually.
We all get second birthdays then.
That's true.
Guys, I'm going to have to dig out the coolest emo clothes I own. Oh, my God.
Oh, by the way, it was revealed. I told Miranda this earlier. I thought My Chemical Romance was actually a Panic at the Disco when I bought the tickets. I was like, oh, man, I love that song where they're like, oh, man.
I would have been so conflicted if it was Panic, though. Oh,
that's what I said. I was like, at least the members of My Chemical Romance don't fucking suck.
Yeah. You say members, true. At least the one remaining member of Panic at the Disco.
The one dude left.
Yeah. Sucks. Yeah. All of the rest of the members have their own band on the side. Yeah, they're chill. They're cool. They didn't get a fucking gross, stupid ego and say the most disgusting, vile things to their fans. Like, but one of them did.
Way to ruin Kinky Boots, bud.
So. I think 2 things that can make this go better is A, it'd be cool if all the Last Geek people did it, but some people seem against New Year's resolutions. I will say though, Aaron is against New Year's resolutions, but I think the bingo thing of having 25 small things makes it so
better. Yeah.
It is so nice because you can go like,
little goals are good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can go like, oh man, I can't get all of this done, but you can go like, oh, but I'm close to a line here. Maybe I put my focus on posting these photo shoots.
It gives clearly you a little bit. We've also learned on the negative sign is, well, this one won't get me a line, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, the backward motivation.
Well, no, it's a little bit, because you, without it, you could just go, because you're still doing something that you're motivated to do. I didn't like pull these out of a hat. These are all things I wanted to achieve. It is a thing of like, can I, it doesn't give me the extra motivation because I'm like really close. And also having a commissioner that is not in my relationship to go, yeah, of course audiobooks count or what, because trying to have that debate.
Hey, New Year's resolution commissioner. Incredible.
I need 24 things because obviously middle space is kiss Aaron. And that's what
obviously.
Everyone's middle space
and that's
say,
everybody's.
So.
Yeah, we all have to kiss Aaron. Only one of us gets a free space.
No, I don't know how Aaron's pulling it off, but she'll figure it out.
Aaron just has to kiss herself. She could kiss herself on the hand. She could kiss herself on the back of the hand. She could kiss herself in the mirror. We got options.
Yeah.
Here, I'll tell you what I've got so far. And then you guys can tell me how you think I should be.
Resolutions episode.
You guys can tell me how you think I should.
We said Miranda's going to be the host. And Bryce said, the fuck she is.
So.
And Bryce earlier today was like, see, I'm a pushover. I just let you guys have what you want. I never do stuff that I want to do. I just let you guys have what you want because I'm such a good, generous, nice guy. And also you hijacked that vote. And also you're a bad person. And also you're not my friend. And also I won't play games with you if they're not for content.
Whew, okay.
Hey, I never rated my friendship with all of you guys. You guys just rated my friendship.
What the fuck? This is bullshit.
So here's what I have so far of the 24 things.
This is such a good conversation.
Tell me what you think. Brush teeth 300 times. I will say, ooh, I'd never fucking brush my teeth. This has been fucking working for me. Like, I got the smart toothbrush. I used to have it do things where it would like play music every time with 2 minute songs. I just want to play standard music.
You don't have to leave this in, but then sometimes Bryce says things like, I don't like to brush my teeth. And I'm like, wow, that sounds real neurodivergent to me. That sounds like a systematic or an executive dysfunction thing.
Can it just be laziness?
I mean, it could, but lazy is such a fallacy of a concept. Like, are you lazy or do you have all of your energy expended on the terrible things that are happening in the world around you? And you know what? Maybe taking those 2 minutes to brush your teeth is too much right now.
It's too broad of a term. Darren,
did you not see the conversation earlier where it's like, maybe I can do more things. Maybe I can add more to my plate. Anyway.
See, and that's also another thing, right? Like, it sounds like you might be able to do something and you bite off a lot more than you can chew because you think you're capable of more. And you probably are sometimes. But the world sucks right now.
Okay, so brush teeth 300 times because the 250 went really well. I actually knocked them out fairly. This has been great motivation. You guys will talk shit about the New Year's resolution. Okay, here's why New Year's resolutions don't work. Okay, here's the requirements for what this needs to be. It needs to be something that needs to have a set amount that you can say like, okay, I've done this blank amount of times. Like, so, oh, brush teeth every day. No, because you miss one day, you've lost. It needs to be something that you can be like, okay, I'm halfway through the year. I can still make this happen. You need to be able to achieve it. Basically, like that, you can have it have fail at a certain point, but it's a deal of like you don't need to. You should basically have the entire year to complete it. If in December you turn around and make things work, it works. So 300 times means that I basically twice a day I can spread it out, or I can do it all at once. I can make this happen. 250, I did actually fairly early because I was motivated to make it happen. So I'm up in my goal to 300. Complete a programming class. So something I learned from last year is don't have too specific of a goal. I had take a JavaScript class, take a Python class. And I was like, well, I kind of want to take this other class that is a programming class, but it's not that specific language. I'm just going to say, take a programming class. Cool. This is also in that same deal of like, I had a bunch of like, fix the outlet, repair the walls, organize the garage. Instead, I have complete 3 house projects. If I do any 3 things around the house, that marks them off. How much do you guys think I weigh?
This is a trap and I refuse to engage.
240 pounds.
It's 260. I weigh 260 pounds.
God damn it! You know what? Because I was like, David weighs 260. There's no way Bryce weighs as much as that. He's got to be like 20 pounds lighter because you have a thinner frame, but you also have a lot more muscle mass.
One of my goals is to lose 40 pounds next year, which
you have to readjust that because you have the muscle mass and muscle weighs more than fat.
I've gotten down.
40 pounds is a lot.
It was 50 pounds. I dropped it to 40. Once again, make a new friend. That went so well. That went the first time. Honestly, it was a thing of like, it seems super hard, but if you have the motivation, it was like, I have it on the thing. I want to make this happen. So I was keeping my eyes out. And so someone on Facebook said, hey, I'm new to town. Does anybody like, you know, nice to meet you and stuff. And I was like, oh, cool. Someone moved to town trying to make friends. I reached out to him and said, hey, I'm Bryce. Nice to meet you. When you move to town, do you want to grab dinner? And we hung out a bunch, and then she ended up moving away during that year. But I made a friend, and Aaron said, you guys hung out at least 3 times. That counts as a friend. So
Did you guys see that chart on Facebook that was, or on Blue Sky, that was like, hey, the amount of women dialogue versus men dialogue in Final Fantasy games, and almost all of them, more men spoke. And do you think that when they look at this episode and they're like, wow, Bryce spoke for like a solid 79% of this episode and none of the women spoke, even though he said it was they're going to be their topic, you know? It's crazy.
I don't know. I've said a lot. I keep watching my feed continue to grow, so I don't know.
I think maybe Miranda's just upset. More initiative.
No, I'm pissed.
Genuinely. He's made me sit down for an episode topic I told him I didn't want to do.
You guys should chime in for what you think of my topics. Or my,
oh,
my,
good.
Not
now
my
she
topics,
left.
My card.
Oh, man.
Pay off a credit card.
Yeah, Bryce, I'll do your bingo, okay?
Can someone engage with my goals? We have a whole year. I want to know if I'm going to be a good, I'm going to be a better person
I've been
next
engaging
year.
With
I don't think
all
you've
of
asked
them.
A single question. You just have been telling us about them. That's great, homie.
I opened with, let me know what you think of my goals, and now
and
I'm listening
to
my goals.
Don't do the lose weight thing, and you said,
nah,
you
did. Nah. Yeah, Darian said that.
So,
I lowered my, it was originally 50. I'd already lowered it to 40.
What is a
I
reasonable amount of weight to lose?
Yeah, terrible resolution. You're not resolving anything.
Okay, fine. I'll do 30. I'm changing. What?
Pick a different goal, not lose
it
weight.
It should be focused
what
on health, not weight.
It should be much work out X amount of times or eat this way, not lose weight. Yeah. It shouldn't be a number.
It needs to be a specific, measurable, time-sensitive goal. It is specific, this amount of weight. It is measurable because it is a number, and it by the end of the year.
None of us like this goal. You asked our opinion. None of us like this goal.
Well,
it just doesn't feel healthy.
I have grown two like shirt sizes in the last like couple years. I definitely can be a lot skinnier. I think you guys have an inaccurate view of like how big I should be. I appreciate you guys basically saying you don't think I look fat, but I think I can drop some peas.
We're not talking about weight. We're talking about how weight loss is a bad goal to have mentally, and it results in disordered eating, and it's just bad in general.
Yep.
I can lose weight well. I know how to track calories. I know how to do this.
I have an easy solution, Bryce. How about switch your goal to eat Domino's only one time a week?
No, because I actually might have a goal on there about eating more Domino's. But
eating more Domino's? That is directly counterintuitive to losing 40 pounds!
You can do both as long as you're staying under your calorie goal. You can do both.
No, calorie
Anybody
counting
who's...
is so toxic. You're killing
no,
me, Bryce.
Only if you do it badly.
I'm dead, okay? I'm dead.
I'm moving on to the next thing. Pay off a credit card. I think I can do that. Read a book. I'm going to try and do the next section of books. Finish 5 games. I think I need to finish Fallout. I need to finish God of War. I need to finish a bunch of other games. Make a vlog. I think people like our vlogs. We should make one. Make a short film. Maybe that'll
Let's
work
do it.
Out. Make Last Geek merch. I found a new merch store. I think we need new merch.
I love merch.
And
fuck me up.
Bringing us to the main topic. The only goal I have left I have 12 goals. I need to basically double it. But
is your last one to stop pissing Miranda off?
No. It needs to be like
is
a certain amount of times.
Date? This is weird.
Do I need to stop pissing Miranda off 100 times? Like, how can I measure that? Okay, one of the goals I have is take Aaron on 3 dates. Now
that's a criminally low number. I'm just
now. Here's
say.
The problem.
It does feel low, but
here's the problem. I had asked Aaron like a year ago. We had had a long discussion about this. She had said at the time when I asked her, I think it was like, oh. Where was our first date? And she was like, we haven't been on a first date. And I'm like, what do you mean? We have literally taken you across the country. We've gone out to dinner. We've gone to movies. What do you mean we haven't been on a first date? And she's like, nothing we've done has felt like a date. And I was very confused. So I want to talk about dates. Miranda, can we talk about
dates?
Hey,
Miranda, we're going to talk about dates now.
You re-engage now? You're out of your fucking mind. You just made me sit through that for 34 minutes? You are crazy.
Now Miranda only gets to, it's only
and
Miranda for
I'm
the rest
protesting.
Of the show.
Like, figure it out yourself now.
All of this was the cold open.
34 minutes of an hour long podcast, of a 45 minute long podcast,
I'm
is not a cold
freezing.
Open.
Freezing. It's so cold, I'm freezing.
To be fair, about half the
I'm
episode has
warm.
Been the build up, and then usually in the middle we pivot to the actual topic. Is how the show's going.
I don't know. We jumped into crippid fucking pretty fast. What?
Yeah, we didn't have that much to talk about that day.
Crippid fucking.
Okay. How do you guys define a date? What do you guys think it takes to make a date?
Saying it's a date. Period. David and I, for my birthday, we went on a just chill, like, what we call it, dilly dally dating. Because I like to dilly dally at shops and David doesn't like to very much because he gets overwhelmed, but it was my birthday. So we went to Costco Business Center and then we went and did like a fun little, like buy each other gifts at TJ Maxx under a budget thing, like very chill. We just got to do what I like to do for my birthday as a date. And that was it. That's so if you decide together that it's a date, that's it. That's all you need.
So if you don't specifically say we're now going on a date, it's not a date.
I mean, I think that is very subjective. Like, it depends on the people and what your intent is and stuff. And also the dynamic of your relationship.
Because, yeah, I guess Aaron might be correct because I never go into a thing saying, let us go on a date. We're going to on a movie date. I'm like, let's go to a movie. Let's get some dinner. It is the things that typically you would, like the stereotypical date, we just don't call it a date when we get dressed to go. So does that make it not a date?
It depends on what you guys consider a date. And it sounds like Aaron doesn't get enough pomp and circumstance out of what you're doing to consider it a date. And that is totally fine and valid. Maybe okay. Before you go to the movie, you should clarify we're going on a date now. Dress up nice. Put on a nice little button-up shirt. Put a little rose in your pocket. Give her some flowers.
Since I've brought my best friends together to talk about how I can improve as a person, what's the best way to present? Because don't you feel like saying, like, we are now going on a date feels a little artificial, feels a little forced?
Have you asked her?
If she...
Do you want to go on a date today? Do you want to go on a date with me?
Or you could, like, plan it in advance.
That's kind of special.
We're gonna have a date night.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you think calling it a date does make it better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Explicitly deciding this is going to be a date is literally all it takes for me and David.
Even if it's literally...
We're going to go on a shopping date. We have to go do all of our regular grocery shopping today, but we're going to have fun together.
Even if it's literally the same things you would do normally, calling it
yes.
a date makes it... Okay.
It's yeah. put an emphasis on it. It's yeah. like... Yeah, we're going out as a couple to do something. We're not just like, let's go get dinner because we're hungry.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any dates that have really stood out to you that you guys have been on?
He's setting up the T-ball for Miranda.
I'm handing it to Miranda.
Miranda's
fully
Miranda's
protesting.
Miranda's not going to
so
tell
just...
you a fucking story.
So now what we've done is we've shit the opportunity to hear Miranda tell her first date stories, period. And we'll never hear it. They're falling into the abyss and we lost that.
And we have to
accept that.
Do you recall when I was like, oh, I will have nothing to talk about during a first date episode? And you were like, it's fine. Miranda will do all the talking. And here we are. And I don't have any date stories.
To be fair, you have plenty to say because apparently you feel what it takes to be a good date. Okay. On that note, okay, can I lay out what I think makes a good first date?
Yeah. Let me judge what romance
yes.
looks like to you.
Yes, let's get the women together to tell the man how he's doing everything wrong. I think this is half the podcast episodes. Okay.
I'm out of tea now. This sucks. How am I supposed to sip
energy,
my tea?
The energy of this podcast is amazing.
That's a word.
I'm having a great time. I'm so sorry, Miranda. She's like, I don't give a fuck.
Okay, I think for one, I'm gonna fully nix dinner and a movie. No one should do dinner and a movie for a first date because you're going to go get food and then you're going to be sitting there eating, and you're not going to, you need to get to know the person. You cannot be talking while you're eating. And so you can't do that. And then at a movie, you also should not be talking. How are you supposed to get to know someone and make a connection at dinner or movie? You're not. So
my only argument with that is it really depends on how much like digital talking you've done in advance, because we are very much in a digital age now where people will like chat with each other on various apps or just texting or whatever. And so you get a level of getting to know somebody at that point. And so yeah. I think it depends on how much you have been able to familiarize yourself, at least to an extent, right? The self that you present to a new person that you're dating. I think that would decide that, because like David and I's early dates were very much like, let's go get dinner and a movie, and then we're going to go home and get drunk. Very cool.
I think in terms of the first date, even if you've been talking online, you need something where you're still talking. You need to show that the person that you presented yourself online is authentic to the person that you are in real life. Because there is that, like, are you... There can be such a wide margin between who you are online. I will say, I have had plenty of... I cannot set up in the internet age. I have struck out a million times trying to talk to people online, but anybody I've actually gotten to the talking phase with, I've nailed. And like, it is gone.
Nice.
Yeah, that wasn't my first way I meant to say that, but it has gone well. Something has come of that.
Specifically nailing them.
So I think like actually being able, because like there is a weirdness of talking online. You know, obviously you can do voice chat and stuff, but it is like having the actual conversation is important for a first date. So honestly, if you can, I would go, you need a light activity. So bowling would be a strong one where you basically are doing something. So if there's a lull in the conversation, you have the thing you're doing to fall back on, something to talk about, like, oh yeah, man, I haven't bowled since blah, or I used to be in a league, or yeah, I did this with my parents, or but I've never been very good. Something that you can kind of talk about the thing you're doing as a conversation starter. When you guys are talking, you can just talk about that and the bowling or mini golf or whatever is not getting in the way. I will say, a large amount of my dates have been going for a walk. I have met up with girls and just kind of taken them for walks and just going like, oh, let's walk by the like main street and we can talk about, oh, you know, I used to
think about where he lives.
Yeah, it's a small town.
There's not much to do there.
There's that's things.
I was like, I would never things. if anybody was like, do you want to go on a walk as like for the first time we meet? No, sir. No, sir. How I don't public. Feel safe about that. Yeah.
Main Street? Sure.
Are we
man.
Walking in a
you
mall?
You want to go on a walk
still
in the
no.
woods? No.
No.
Wow.
Hiking? Terrible. Bad.
Well, no. You don't take them someplace sure. like random, but like going to like a park or something?
Nope.
Okay.
I did that in high school.
Okay. So maybe the going for the walk. I understand that going for the walk probably isn't 100% success, but I think mini golf or bowling probably is a strong. Like light activity thing is something.
Or laser tag or axe throwing or
hear me out. Escape room. You figure out real fast if you can work together and what your problem solving skills are.
God, that sounds terrible.
I could see I feel like you want to do
I'm not saying it would go well, but it'd be fun.
It would be something.
It would
be a bonding moment.
Yeah.
I think that should be activity two of a set of activities. You need to at least be like...
That might
anyway.
Be like third or fourth date territory for me.
I would probably not do first date.
Cowards.
Darren, have you had any cool first dates that you were like, this is how it should be done?
No, because I didn't really do a whole lot of structured dating. And now I just choose to continue to go on dates with my long-term, hopefully lifelong partner. So
I think that is a reason that like it feels weird to like, oh, we're going on a date. Like making that proclamation feels weird because I feel like the age of like structured dating has passed. That like we don't you are hanging out with someone. You're like, I really like you. You're talking. It's you don't go like, okay, we're going to go on the first date and second date and then third date. And then I'm going to ask you to be my girlfriend and da, da, da. Like,
I mean, yeah, I don't think it happens that same way. I think structured dating still exists, though, because like there's still like thresholds that you still have to pass through together, whether or not it's like a specific number of specific dates. Like, sure, we could argue that that doesn't exist anymore, but definitely there's still like milestones that people tend to try to achieve to establish relationships.
Mm-hmm. I think the fact that you can kind of essentially always continue the date of like you go on the date and then you can just be texting for the next like 3 days and then be like, oh, do you want to hang out again? And like,
that's not continuing the date, though. That's just talking. Like, it's the date ended and then you're still chatting.
Yeah, but it's like you're continuing the like growth of the connection. You're still getting to know each other. You're not only seeing them during the dates.
Right. And we live in a privileged time where we can get to know people over the internet and via the phone. Bryce, sitting here with all your friends that you made online.
Yep. No one has become less of my friend during this call or has lowered their number for me.
I feel like that five dropped a little bit today.
maybe Darian's prediction of numbers has become more accurate.
Oh, no. Wait, no.
She's very angry. Miranda hasn't said anything in like 20 minutes. It's cool that she's still on the call, if we're being honest.
Bryce, say you're sorry.
Miranda, I'm sorry that I didn't say anything sooner when I realized that Bryce was tricking us into doing a resolutions podcast and then back-ending a dates podcast when it's not what we said that we would do a podcast about. I should have spoken up, and I am sorry that I didn't do that.
It's not your fault, Jess.
Well, I wanted to apologize anyway.
I'm sorry my chaos didn't derail the resolution conversation enough to get to the real conversation. I could have tried way harder.
You did your best, Darian.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I didn't make it more clear that I had an evil scheme and plan to get both of the topics on one episode, Miranda.
And that as you noticed me getting angrier and angrier, you actually kept with your plan instead of just maybe backing off a little, as everyone pointed out to you that I was getting a little annoyed.
To be fair, like...
After I specifically told you I didn't want to do a resolutions podcast.
Jazz also didn't want to do a dating podcast, so we kind of gave everyone a middle thing.
I said I'm happy to do one if I can just comment because I don't have any good stories. That's what I said. I didn't refuse. I just said I have nothing to contribute. Except for my portal theory.
Oh yeah, the portal litmus test. Oh my god, if we sacrifice learning this, I will never forgive you, Bryce. Just kidding. That's a joke. You're still up there.
The goal was always I get through my topic in the first half, then we pivot to the other half, just like the early conversation.
And a man gets 50% and three women combined get the other 50%.
100% what happened today.
I thought there would be more engagement with the resolutions.
And then when people engaged with you, you told them they were wrong.
I can have my own opinion. I can have my own opinion.
It's not a very strong opinion, though, if it's just, well, you're wrong. So
I backed up that I know how to lose weight in a good way. I've my girlfriend has lost weight following my example. I have lost weight losing my example. I can do it. Jazz. What's going on with video games and dates? Is there something weird going down there?
You know, there might be. I do just want to check in with Miranda really quickly to see if she wants to share anything with us. I understand if she doesn't, but I don't want to drive over her stories.
I think actually we should kick Bryce out of the podcast. And actually the rest of it should just be the three of us.
Oh, okay. And there he goes. Oh. Sick. I guess that's that. Damn.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Is he going to straight up leave too?
Podcast? Oh my god.
Let's go.
Oh my god. Guys, if we're the Powerpuff Girls, which ones are we? Because we are the Powerpuff Girls.
Normally I would say I was the Buttercup of the group, but I don't think that's true here.
Really? I would have given you that.
Yeah?
Yeah, me too.
But then who's the Blossom?
Jazz is pink right now.
That's true.
Yeah. I think Darian's the Bubbles. She's got a little bit of chaos going for her.
That's definitely true.
Okay, perfect.
Yes!
Okay, now that we're defending Townsville, Miranda, tell us about your first dates.
Okay. I have a pretty good first date story, but I have to tell you that it is based It is funny for political reasons.
Excellent.
Now, I know that generally we are in agreement on this topic, so I think you'll still think it's really funny. So, I went out with this guy, and it was, like, around Christmas, and it was, but, like, right after the election that Bernie Sanders was in, or, like, the one right after that, where, like, Biden won against Trump the second time. Okay. I went out with this guy who was like, yeah, like, I'm a Democrat, da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, okay. A series of things this man said to me, okay? Free college education only matters to middle-class white people.
Oh, no! What a strong start!
He said, that's, like, not even a top 20 concern of people who aren't middle-class white people.
Okay.
My favorite thing he said to me was something I'll never forget for the rest of my life, was Nancy Pelosi is the best thing to happen to the Democrats in the last 30 years.
It's one of those, like, imagine saying any of these things, but then we're doubling down on, like, imagine being on a first date and being like, what are we going to talk about? I know, Nancy Pelosi. Like,
being the best Democrat.
Yeah.
So he says this in the first half of the date. And he was like, oh, like, do you want to go get drinks? Because across from us was a place where they served, like, frozen cocktails, which I love. And I was like, I need to go on this date because I need to figure out what is wrong with this dude. Right? Like, I was like, we've got to get to the bottom of why he thinks any of this makes any fucking sense.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And I find out through talking to him that he works for his father's business. And okay. He, okay. Like, with his whole family. And that he's, you know, gets in barbs against his dad and da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, oh, so you have never experienced hardship in your entire life.
Was the family business the Dutton Ranch? Like,
might as well have been. So, yes, that's my most insane first date.
This man said Nancy Pelosi dancing on the grave of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. What yes. A fucking statement, man. I can't believe that shit.
I was like, there's no way there's a real person out there who believes this.
Still thinking about only white people, middle-class white people.
Only middle-class white people care about free college.
Only white people, for the record, go to college. I know we all know this, of course, yes, but of it's course. Only whites that go to college. And then after that, just the middle-class ones.
And poor people also don't go to college, but it's not because they don't have access.
Right.
Definitely not. That would be ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
It was fucking nuts. Okay, and now I want to take you to the second most important topic of all time, which is things you should and shouldn't talk about on first dates. Okay?
Good segue. Yeah.
There is a woman at a job I used to work at, okay? And we were having a conversation about first dates. And she's like, well, you know, and she said the basic thing that everyone says, which is you shouldn't talk about, like, religion, politics, or whatever on your first date.
I disagree. Okay?
Which is, I also wildly disagree with. I think those are very important things to talk about the first date. So
get those out
the way.
I know
if you're psychotic and I should never talk to you again.
Yeah.
But
am I going to feel safe or comfortable ever with you? I want to know that right away.
It's not really. We don't lie about our affiliations to our partners anymore.
Do you think I deserve rights?
Yes. Yeah. First topic.
So she says, like, you know, you don't talk about religions, politics, or, you know. And I was like, I don't know. What possibly could be the other thing she's going to say? And she starts beating around the bush about it. And I'm like, okay, I have to slow play this. I have to not spook her so I can figure out what fucking insane thing she's about to say. Mm-hmm. And she follows it up with, or NASA.
What?
And she proceeds to tell me that you can't talk about NASA on the first date because, you know, the moon landing was faked.
Yep. Yes. Yes. I knew
God
that's where
damn
that was
it.
Going. You know how NASA is just basically a film studio.
Obviously.
And she's like, yeah, like I believed in the moon landing, and then I had to do a paper on it for school, and I realized it was all fake.
Oh my God.
I was like, how did you go backwards?
Where were you researching?
Oh, what? How many times has that come up in a first date for her?
Right? What? Why is that like something we have to worry about on the first date?
Now, hold on. I think that is a great first date topic to be like, what's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Yes, I do think that's true.
Yeah, I think that's fun. But then you know if they're crazy right out.
Right.
Right? They could be like, Elvis is still alive. Fine. But they're like, jet fuel can't melt steel beams. You're like, out.
If they're like Pizzagate, you're like, I have to go.
I am not safe here.
Then you can play my favorite game, which is just to one up the crazy, you know?
Yes, true.
They're like, oh, the moon landing's not real. And you can be like, oh my God, you believe the moon exists? Like, just get real fucking weird with it. You know what I mean? Make the date interesting. Even if you're like, I'm out, you can do something fun with it.
Exactly. In fact, on my Hinge, one of my like first question thing where it's like, I'll buy the first round. My thing is, I'll buy the first round if you tell me your most inconsequential hill you're willing to die on.
Love that.
Which I find to be a very good topic. Although somebody responded and was like, that Canadian Thanksgiving is better than American Thanksgiving. And I was like, who gives a shit about Canadian Thanksgiving?
Canadians, I guess, but like, what a weird fucking...
Right? Well, why is that your hill? Which, you know, it is inconsequential, but nonetheless.
How did you get there, my dude?
Were they Canadian?
I have to assume. Yeah. I think they were from like British Columbia or something.
Ah.
They're carrying that chip on their shoulder. Waiting for somebody to ask about it. And they're like, American Thanksgiving.
Canadian Thanksgiving is better than American Thanksgiving. And I have 7 to 8 reasons I can give you why. I was like, that's a lot.
Did you ask?
No, not yet. I have not asked yet.
Keep us updated.
Oh, this is a recent conversation. Yes, Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to need to know all 8 of those reasons.
I want some of them too, yeah.
Put that in the
Discord.
This
could be a group project.
Yeah. Should we bring Bryce back so we can close out the podcast?
Oh, is that all we had to say?
That's what I've got for now.
Yeah. Are we done talking about dates?
I loved it.
We don't want to talk about bad stuff anymore?
You know, there's so many bad things.
You know what? Valid.
There was the time that a guy came to my house for a first date, terrible mistake, and refused to leave until I gave him money for the pizza that he paid for.
Oh.
And when I said, cute. I don't have cash, he said, and he was like, well, I won't take Venmo. And I was like, well, then I need you to leave. And he would not leave until my roommate offered him weed to take with him.
Call the police. Yeah, this person won't leave my house and is trying to extort me. Get out of my house.
Yeah.
He offered to pay for dinner and regretted it. That's not my fucking fault. Get him out. Mm-hmm.
Also,
sorry, man. Oh, I can't believe that.
That's
I talked about this at work the other day, and a guy told me about how he went on a date with a guy who was a neurosurgeon who told him his, like, he was like, oh, like, what's your, like, fun skill? And he's like, oh, well, I can, like, separate the brain from a mouse while it's still alive or whatever. And then he looked him in the eyes and was like, you have really beautiful eyes, you know? Insanely creep-like.
I don't think it's a fun skill to be able to sever a brain. I'll throw that out there. I think it's like, I can do double dutch. That's a fun skill. Brain surgery doesn't...
Oh, don't worry, guys. Bryce stopped his recording. He's not coming back.
Oh, God.
Oh, now, well.
Now we've upset Bryce.
Oh, my God.
This whole podcast is for the dogs.
It's okay.
All right, well. What a lovely time talking about resolutions for 40 minutes and then dates for about 20.
Which we'll I actually do have a lot of things to say in response to Bryce, which are basically the same things you guys are saying, which is, it's what she wants, not what you want, dog.
Yeah, ask your partner what they want a date to be like. You may be
surprised.
Dates
are about making people feel special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about the pomp and circumstance. It's like the way, it's the same way that like someone being like, can I kiss you? Is romantic is the same way as can we go on a date or I want to take you on a date. It's cute. It's nice. It's fun. It's very inviting.
Yeah.
Ask somebody what their idea of romance is because some people want flowers and some people want you to declare their undying love for them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You never know what
they want. You to run errands with them.
Yeah.
I don't like to go to Costco by myself.
Right. It's romance when you go to the grocery store with me because I hate going to the grocery store.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's that easy.
Sometimes my partner's idea of romance is remembering to spray poopery in the toilet because we no longer have an exhaust fan in the bathroom. So when he has to poop and I'm in the shower, I just get ass blasted. Oh, no. And I don't like that. So sometimes he makes a big show of it. Like, look what I'm doing. Like, oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's so sweet.
That.
Wow. Consider it.
It's sweet, though. It is kind of sweet.
It is sweet.
Sometimes you have to
being considerate.
You're
romantic. Romantic.
To do it. It's thoughtful.
Yeah.
And that's on romance, you guys.
Erin, do you want to close us out?
Sure. You know what? I think we had a fantastic podcast here. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to follow us on all of our socials that we definitely have 100%. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, rate, review, all that fun stuff. Tell all your friends how much fun you had listening to this podcast where we roasted a guy for a little while and then took over because girl power. I've been Darian.
I've been Miranda.
I've been Jazz.
And then Bryce was here too, but
Bryce
he'll be here again
too.
Next time, promise.
He will.
We'll find him.
Bye.